This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. There was no mention in the State of the Union address of congressional intent to vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act this week. Instead, the White House statement, acting as if it is news the president wants to veto that bill, reiterated decades-old abortion-friendly arguments. Legislatures in seven U.S. states, in Scotland and England and elsewhere, are all considering enacting laws decriminalizing killing humans as long as the human in question purports to want to die. In a video at Life News, a profoundly disabled woman testified before Britain's parliament against these proposals with arguments of her own, centered around one idea: while the desire to die changes, the desire to kill others that are burdens endures. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. A pro-abortion feminist group recycled last year's criticism of yet another female member of Congress delivering the GOP response to the State of the Union address, saying the Republican women are simply window dressing. However, freshman Senator Joni Ernst made this pro-life promise.
And we'll defend life because protecting our most vulnerable is an important measure of any society.
Senator Ernst is a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army and wore camouflage, high heels in the address. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.